We're visiting with Waverly boys basketball coach Tyler Williams here on the Area Coaches Corner. And I know, Coach, you guys had some time to work on some things. You know, the Lyon County League opener was on Tuesday, and unfortunately Madison got you guys. But what do you feel like you're seeing from your team that you're doing well in here in the first couple of weeks of the regular season?
Well, we're really young and we're competing. Now, we first two games, I thought we competed really well, and you know, our younger players are not looking like younger players so much at times, so that was really good. The last two games, we've kind of fallen off a little bit. Against the Burlingame on that Saturday tournament, we looked kind of gassed, which is not a good excuse because their numbers are low too. So, you know, they're probably just as gassed as we were. And but we've played like it. And then against Maranatha and we really struggled to rebound, and against Madison, we just really struggled to score. I mean, we just got to put all the phases together, I feel like, and then I think we could be okay. But right now, we're just kind of struggling to put it all together.
Who's doing some of those good things that you're liking so far and hopefully having you guys compete in games?
Well, I got two freshmen, Jaden Wilcox and Dustin Foster, who both shown they're not scared to shoot the ball, which that's a great thing to have for freshmen because usually they're a little timid. But they've both had some big games for us. That's been great. Carter Ohl's been pretty decent around the basket, and he's an undersized post player. Also, he's only a sophomore. Ty Glitzman's getting a lot of minutes. He's a sophomore as well. Rylan Rasmussen's coming off the bench. He's done a good job as a freshman again, filling time, doing pretty well. Ben Miano is our better player, senior. He's been off and on with an injury right now that he's had since football, and that's kind of slowed down our progress a little bit. You know, nothing not his fault at all, just it continues to reoccur, and it's like, you know, if he can't go, then we have to adjust, and you know, that's part of it. But with low numbers, it makes it a little more difficult.
You know, what does it mean? You mentioned those two freshmen, you know, doing some good things for you guys early. What does it mean that they are getting thrown into the fire and knowing they're going to be good when they get a little bit older?
Oh, it's great. It's really good. And we knew they were going to be pretty decent for us. They've been our managers in the past. And so, you know, we've had them have to fill in and for stuff before. So we knew that this wasn't new to them to see what we've been doing. So it was nice for them just to kind of come in and just be ready to actually play ball for us now. But yeah, it's been great that they've been able to step into the fire a little bit and show the potential they have. And knowing that we got three more years of them after this. So, I mean, it's really good to, you know, see it now and hope that they continue to blossom over the years.
Visiting with Waverly boys basketball coach Tyler Williams here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you got two games coming up before Christmas. You have Burlingame again coming up tomorrow night, and then you'll have Hartford coming up on Tuesday. And then after the holiday break, you'll have Meredithine Valley on January 5th. And before we talk again on January 11th, you will have Opie coming to town, so you're getting tested.
Yeah, we're definitely getting tested, and, you know, it's part of it. I totally get it, and the Lyon County League is always a buzzsaw. I would say there's not another league in 1A like it, I don't think, because I've been in other leagues, and I kind of feel like years where I didn't have a really good team, we would have had a pretty good chance of winning some of these other leagues. So the Lyon County League gets you battle-tested. It gets you ready to go, and then when we get to sub-state time, hopefully, you know, we've seen the best already, and, it, you know, if it's kind of that old saying, you practice hard so the games are easy. It's not going to say sub-state's going to be easy, but if you have all these tough games and then you go to sub-state, you're ready to go.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow at Burlingame. Best of luck on Tuesday when you take on Hartford. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and best of luck on January 5th and January 9th against Meredithine Valley and Opie, and we'll talk to you again on January 11th.
All right, thank you. Same to you.
That is Waverly boys basketball coach Tyler Williams joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas and Seward Services, LLC on KVOE, live and local.